Now, looking at our busy modern lifestyles these days, it's combined with, I guess, longer waking hours. Our time spent fasting while asleep has steadily been eroded. And I wonder what impact this has had on our health and well-being. Let's seek the help of another doc. Dr. Joe Kostrich is with us, as he does Tuesday Arvos. G'day, Dr. Joe.
G'day, Ed.
We've been chatting about intermittent fasting over recent weeks and it can help increase weight loss. It's kind of actually good for us not to stick anything in our mouths from, you know, bedtime through to a little bit later at brekkie. But eroding that time between meals, I guess, has an effect on our health and well-being, doesn't it?
It appears to. And it's like a lot of things where we don't necessarily quite know how good it is for us until it's gone. So I think previously people tended to work longer hours. And we're talking maybe 50, 100 years ago. And, you know, would have slept longer overnight. So it would have been naturally, there would have been longer between meals. The idea of three meals a day, which we now take for granted, is a fairly recent innovation in human history. It's not historically what people did, that you had something when you got up, something in the middle of the day, and then dinner. So people did tend to fast without really thinking about it. And what we're increasingly finding, and it's an area that's attracting sort of more research, is that intermittent fasting does have two main benefits. Number one is the obvious with weight loss, and probably the 5-2 diet is one that's particularly taken off in that regard, where you have 2 days of the week where you don't completely fast, but you really cut down to about 300-400 calories, and the other 5 days you just eat as normal.
Three or 400 a day?
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness.
So you're not completely fasting, yeah, but you really have very little to eat on those 2 days.
You're going to be hungry, yeah.
And this is the fascinating thing about it, is that we are creatures of habit. And having listened at times now to a couple of people talk about fasting, and there's an American gentleman in particular, I think he's a little bit controversial, and when you hear things that he's done, like put himself on a 17 and 20-day fast, you can probably understand why.
Yeah.
But one of the points that he makes when he talks is that once you get beyond a certain period of time and you stop thinking about being hungry, you actually stop being hungry. Now, obviously, this is not for everybody, and it's going to be particularly for people who probably have some reserves in their system that means that, you know, they don't eat for a period of time, they're not necessarily going to, you know, waste away. I'm trying to put this as politely as possible. But, you know, the human body can quite happily go for a day without food. And
yeah,
historically, a lot of the religious cultures have it. The Jewish religion has the Day of Atonement where you don't eat. The Islamic faith has Ramadan where you don't eat during the day for a period of 30 days. Different forms of Christianity don't quite have it as formally. So it's not a new thing. Metabolically, what's interesting is that people, even if they're eating the same amount of calories, have been shown to sometimes lose more weight if they incorporate periods of intermittent fasting. So you might say, right, well, today I might just have breakfast and not eat for the rest of the day, or the reverse is I'm not going to eat until dinner time. Even, and this really interested me. I was at a conference a couple of weeks ago, and an American oncologist gave a presentation. And she said there's some work that's been done that fasting for 13 hours, and look, I don't know the significance of 13, yeah, but this is what the study showed. So, you know, I don't know why, but that's what it showed. 13 hours had some reasonable benefits, both metabolically and in this particular group, which they studied, which was a group of people with breast cancer, women at least, that they seemed to have better survivals in the groups that fasted for 13 hours. Now, I'm not saying that that is of itself the answer, and people go off and say, oh, look, it's all quackery and this sort of stuff. What it means, if you finish dinner at 7 o'clock at night, maybe don't eat till 8 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah,
it's not asking, it's not a difficult thing to do. It's not a wacko thing to do. It's fairly easy. At absolute worst, if it doesn't do you any good, it's not going to do you any harm.
All right. Can I ask you a couple of quick ones? Can you drink during this fasting? So I'll get up in the morning and have a drink. Yeah.
Yeah, water is absolutely fine. We're talking about taking in calories.
Yeah.
Because when you have water, it has no calories, so it doesn't fire your insulin system, it has no metabolic effect. So water is absolutely fine.
Okay.
And for those who want to be on longer fast, there's talk about having things like stock, so you have a little bit of salt. But if you wanted to fast for 13 hours, even for 18 hours, water's all you need.
Okay. And something we can try a couple of nights a week or 7 nights a week? What's the best sort of eating zone?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, and it's going to be up to the individual. I think for, you know, if you wanted to try a few nights a week and see how you go, that's fine. If people wanted to experiment with having 1 or 2 meals a day and just see how they find it, I think this is all trial and error. And I've got to emphasize that people have particular medical conditions, this would be particularly type 1 diabetics, then don't just go charging off and do stuff without talking to your doctor.
Yeah.
But for everybody else, you can experiment with these things. And you know what? Be guided by what your body is telling you. But also, go by what your body is telling you rather than what your mind is telling you.
Yeah, look, ultimately, you're going to be taking in fewer calories, which is not a bad thing with our sort of buffet mentality, is it? All right, Dr. Joe, good catch-up, my friend. Thanks for that.
You're very welcome, Ed.
Intermittent fasting, we need to explore that in greater detail down the track. We will. Dr. Joe's website is a beauty, too, for all his thoughts. drjoe.net.au.